Yeah, there's this story of a couple, a newlywed couple that almost got dissolved within 3 months. Apparently, the man came from a family where they eat very early in the morning, as early as 6 a.m. And the lady came from a family where they eat around 11 a.m. to 12 noon or thereabout. But one thing happened. When they were courting all along, they never discuss where they are coming from. They only discuss where they are going. So their past were never brought to table before the two of them. At the end of the day, it now became a struggle for the two of them to be able to enjoy their marriage in that early stage. One day the man just woke up, just newly got married, and the man just woke up one morning. I was expecting the wife to prepare him food, and the woman was just all around the house trying to do one or two things that she was not sent. She actually sent herself to do all of that. And the man was just wondering, and the man was so hungry. And it was like, this woman needs to prepare me food. The man couldn't bear it. At a point, at about 10 a.m., he had to go out and look for something to eat. This happens from day to day, week to week. And at the end of the day, this man had discovered that the wife is not really giving him what he wants in his marriage. So they now decided to pay a visit to his parent-in-law, that is the wife's family. Unknown to the woman, the man's intention is to report the wife to the parent. But when they got there, surprisingly to him, after the good night, everyone, see you tomorrow morning, everybody went to bed. In the morning, the man was expecting at least somebody to serve him food. And lo and behold, nobody cared. Everybody were just trying to, do one activity or the other until about 11 a.m. down to 12 noon was when they now brought food. The man was just trying to bear it, and he couldn't. He was just like, are these people all right? Are they okay? That was the first night. The second night, he couldn't bear it. He has to cross over to the other side of the road and get himself something. But in this story, if you check very well, you discover that the man came from a different background, while the woman also came from a different background, with different belief, with different ideology about life. In resolving marital conflict, we need to understand where we are coming from. Most times, why people have issues in their relationship or in their marriage, most of the time, it's just a conflict of value. Just a conflict of value. There is a value you have, you are inside of you, and the value your partner have, or the value what they believe, what they hold esteem. And by the time there's a conflict in between the two values, you start having issue in that relationship. And that was exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. So I just want us to understand one thing, that one major cause for conflict, is that clash of value, where you are coming from. Oftentimes singles do not talk about where they are coming from. Most of the time, they focus on the present, and by the time they get into the future, into the marriage, they start having issues, they start having these clashes in between themselves in marriage. And some couples are married, but it will take a lot of time and patience for you to understand your partner a bit, to be able to know how to flow with them. And that has a lot to do with tolerance. Tolerance, you have to tolerate. All right, so I just feel I should just drop this voice note so that I'll just continue from there. I just hope you understand what I'm trying to point out. Okay, so what influences our values? Let me just talk about what influences our values. Number one is family influence, and number two is environmental influence. Family influence and environmental influence is what influences our values. All right. So what this means is when you the version of who you are now is an adulterated version of you. When a child is born, that child is more like when you buy a system, a laptop, for example, and is, you know, is neutral, is clean, everything inside is okay. There's no single program in it. The moment you start installing programs upon programs upon programs, it will not determine how that laptop or that system is going to perform. That is exactly how human being is. All right. So in the family, influence can influence a man's life or a woman's life towards how he or she behaves, her belief system, her ideology about life, his belief system, his ideology about life, will definitely influence him in a long, for a long time. And by the time he's now in marriage, he will be expecting certain things from his partner or from her partner, which will eventually cause that clash of values. All right. So what influences that value is family. Family influence and environmental influence. Environmental influence actually includes your environment where you live, okay? Your compound where you live, your environment, your neighbors, you know, the churches, the church where you attend, your spiritual, you know, where you attend, whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, the mosque, the school you attend, your colleague at the office, your students, your, you know, all these influences are what we pick from each and every one of them influences our life and shaping our life to that particular value that we now we are now known for. And when you get into marriage, you be expecting same, and most times marriage doesn't work that way. You know, God doesn't waste resources. Most of the time, what you have, the person God will give to you will be somebody that do not have what you have. So if God do not waste resources, so if you are a perfect person and you are looking out for somebody that is so perfect like you are, it might not work, because at the end of the day, too perfection, I don't know what you're going to bring out, what's going to come out of it. All right. I think the voice note is becoming too long. I need to stop from here while I continue with my message. I hope you understand. Thank you so much. Let me just continue with my message. Thank you.